It is a cool autumn night, and you're standing at the edge of a deep, dark forest, somewhere in the wilderness of northern India. While much of the country sees a lot of rain at this time of year, this region isn't as wet. So you're hoping for a pleasant night ahead. The forest is abuzz with the chirping of insects. You're mesmerized by the environment here. The picturesque scenery full of tall, green trees, and the winding path that rises and falls before you. The hills are covered in different kinds of vegetation that you're not familiar with. There are large, reedy trees with clusters of leaves. You can hear them rustling in the cool evening breeze. Every once in a while, a gust shakes a handful of leaves off the branches overhead. They fall to the ground around you in a shower of muted gold, red, and orange. For a moment, you're in your own perfect autumn paradise. Tonight, you're going on a moonlight hike. It's scheduled to start just after dusk. At sunset, the world was awash in hues of deep orange and rose pink, but an inky blue started to settle in the sky above, showing you that night was on its way. One by one, the stars began to twinkle overhead. You watched as the sky grew darker, until it looked like the deepest parts of the ocean, with the little pinpricks of silver here and there. Now, night has fallen and calm has settled on the forest. You're waiting near a trailhead to begin your hike. Your local guide is here too. He'll be the one to help you navigate this wild terrain. He's brought along some water, sweet tea, and snacks, which you'll share along the way. He tells you now that the trek will be about 4 or 5 hours long, and if you're lucky, you might catch a glimpse of some of the animals that call this part of the country home. The guide mentions that tonight's hike will be even more special because of the full moon. It's sure to bring out the beauty of the landscape, he says. When it's time to head out, you follow him along a gentle incline. Up ahead, there's a path that will lead you into the heart of the forest. From here, you can only see that it disappears into the shadowy trees. You'll continue descending for a bit, he says, until you reach the foothills. There, you'll steadily climb in search of spectacular views. The ground is rough and the path isn't well marked, making you even more grateful to be with someone who knows the way. The condition of the trail makes it clear that not many people venture out this far into the wilderness. It's exciting, you think, to be taking a less traveled path, hiking into an area that few have had the pleasure of seeing firsthand. You wonder just how many people have walked where you are walking now over the years. The ground crunches beneath your shoes, and the gravel and leaves give way to your footfalls. As you walk down this path, you look around, taking in all the sights and sounds. The trees aren't as thick here, but you can tell that it gets much denser going forward. The thinner trees gently sway in the wind, their trunks seeming to wave at you as you pass, while the sturdier ones seem to brace themselves against the gust. their branches quiver. If you were here in the daytime, you know the leaves would make them look like they were shimmering. Since it's gotten quite dark, you can't really see the exact colors of the leaves anymore, but you can tell that every tree is a little different.